Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
New Black Guys with Good Credit.
What's up, Two Black Guys with Good Credit family? It's Matt Smith, one half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit here today. And guess what? We brought our sister back, the lady with the facts, Dion Nichols. That's right. She's in the house. Dion, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you, Maddie Matt?
I'm great. I'm just excited. And just, you know, for our Two Black Guys with Good Credit audience, we want to make a special announcement. Our longtime listeners know and love you, Dion.
Oh,
but you're embarking on your own show, right?
I am. It's been quite a year, let me tell you. So much newness. And one of them happens to be this new show I'm launching under the Two Black Guys family. So I'm thrilled.
We are thrilled for you. We're thrilled just for the people to listen. I know a lot of people have wondered, you know, what happened with Dion? Where's the lady with the facts? Well, she's here. And for all you listeners who have wondered that, well, today we're going to get you up to speed, bring you up to date. But before we go too deep, tell us briefly, what's the name of the show, D, and what's a little bit about? Don't give them everything. Just what's the name of and the premise of your new show?
Sure. So I launched a lifestyle brand called Live Your Best Life For You. So with that, I'm going to be having just wonderful, compelling, intimate conversations with people who are living their best life. And how are they marrying their passion with their purpose? It all falls under, like I said, this lifestyle brand that I'm creating around living your best life. What gives you life? That's actually a show that I actually launched on YouTube. So all around living authentically with possibility.
Awesome. Well, before we go too far into this new endeavor, I would love for us to take a trip down through the backstory, a little memory lane. Let's walk people through it. I think because I would love for people to get a better understanding of just how we even got here and your backstory and who you are beyond being a lady with the facts, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So I don't know if everybody knows, but I actually came to New York with a dollar and a dream, right? So everyone knows I'm Canadian, but I always had aspirations to work in fashion. And so my connection to Sean, he actually moved. I've known him since I was turning 18, my first year in college and university. And when he made the move to New York initially to work on Wall Street, he convinced me to make the move to New York to work in fashion. You know, I always had the dream of working on Fifth Ave, and I did it. I have to say, I came, I conquered.
And did it well.
Thank you. Yeah, worked my way up to a director of sales for a French fashion house called Sonia Riquiel by the age of 34. Not too many of too many chocolate chips like myself running a company in fashion, which is still very male dominated. So it was a pretty amazing feat.
And just to chime in, I was around at this time watching Dion live this amazing fly fashion lifestyle, traveling to Europe, traveling here, traveling there. Oh, where are you? Oh, I'm about to get on a plane. She was jet setting, doing her fashion thing. She was really living this fashion life as an executive, or just, I was very impressed with your fashion hustle and your fashion sense, by the way. But anyway, proceed.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. But yeah, so I'm doing it. And then there was a major switch, or how should I say this? A major change in my personal life. So again, if anybody's wondering what the connection is between Sean and I, we have a son together. We were college sweethearts. We've known each other more than half of our lives, but then decided to part ways. And I actually moved back to Toronto for about 4 years, continued my fashion career there, did some really cool things, some of the most buzzed about retail ventures in the Canada at the time, I got to be a part of. So you would think all is merry, all is amazing, right? What's the issue? But I just felt like there was more that I was being called to do. Mm-hmm. So about 2 years in, something was just tugging at me. I said, there's more than this. Not, it can't be just one more sweater or one more wedding dress, you know? So I actually thought I was going to go back to school and become a kindergarten school teacher.
I can totally see you being an amazing kindergarten. Like, you'd be the kindergarten teacher that the students would remember, like when they're adults. Oh, my favorite teacher was. That totally would have worked. But anyway.
But those were the years, like especially when I was raising my son, you know, when they're just sponges at that age, you know? And right around that time, that's when actually Sean, you know, approached me and said, Dion, I'm going to launch a financial literacy youth program. Will you help me? And I said, wow, okay. I said, okay, God, you know, it's still educating. It's still empowering, just in a different way. I said, okay. They always say your gifts don't always come packaged exactly how you expect them to. Of course, it was who the offer was coming from. So I didn't really think about it, you know, but I decided to go for it. And there we are. You know, I left fashion. So went from fashion to finance. Sean and I came up with the name Financially Clean. We co-founded a nonprofit financial literacy youth organization. I said, look at us, you know, rewriting our legacy. It spoke to the power of forgiveness. I saw how much it impacted our son in a positive way, where he actually wrote an essay about it, you know, in middle school, you know, where he understood we weren't together, but we were working together to put good into the world, you right. know? And so we built out this 12-week curriculum. We started going out into high schools, youth organizations, and teaching financial literacy.
And for people who don't know, Financially Clean, what is the clean? What's the acronym? Can you break that down for people?
Sure. So C is for credit. You know, we're a big proponent of that. L is learning to live without. So that's where we focus on budgeting, wants versus needs. E is for education and how to graduate with minimal debt and really understanding the value of an education. A is attention to detail. So that was the portion that I actually taught. So of course we know Sean is the one with the gift for financial literacy. But what I brought was the personal branding. So really understanding your self-worth is your net worth, right? So that's how I brought my expertise to the table. And then N was no shame in your game. So really setting the kids off with these really powerful nuggets, you know, understanding awesome. Smart tools and all that good stuff, smart goals and things like that to really set them up for success. So, yeah.
And you guys would go into schools and teach this to what, college, high school, elementary, what age group were you guys touching with financial?
Yeah, aid? So it was amazing to see how quickly we got it into the classroom. Our focus was really getting to kids before they got into college. and got their first credit card. So really trying to take a proactive approach. And of course, Sean brought his kind of straight talk, you know, strategic perspective to delivering the message. So that's why it resonates so well with the young people. But we truly focused on underserved areas where most banks and other organizations won't go is where we were venturing in. And we did even go back to our hometown and do a 360 and teach at actually Sean's alma mater, the University of Ottawa, Ontario. So just by me saying yes, so many amazing things took place where I even got to reconcile with my father again, because I said yes. I started flying back and forth to Ottawa, and it actually gave me an opportunity for my dad to be sitting in the audience the day that we actually did a live podcast taping to launch our financial literacy program at our alma mater in Ottawa.
And you had been estranged, or you hadn't been speaking to him, or what? Like it wasn't as strong of a relationship as you would like, or what was that?
Yeah, it was over 30 years that I hadn't really had a close relationship with my father. And that took healing because, I'm sharing this for the first time on air, but my father does deal with mental illness. So as a young child, there's a lot of confusion around that, you know, when you're dealing with that in the home. But I'm happy to say over time that I was able to reconcile with him, forgive, really understand and separate what happened, because it was a little tumultuous in the home, mm-hmm. that even violence took place against my mother and siblings, that to be able to separate the actions from the fact that he wasn't well, you know, and I had my father back. So all of these, if I hadn't said yes, right? I hadn't forgiven. And that's why I believe a big part of my assignment on earth is to really talk about the power of forgiveness and what's possible. I wouldn't have the father-daughter relationship that I have now, where I actually spent my first Christmas with him in 2017 in over 30 years.
Awesome.
Yeah. So pretty cool stuff.
Well, simultaneously, while you and Sean were spreading the financially clean message with that nonprofit, the podcast also was launching or took off or in that same window of time. Talk about how that came about.
Yeah. So Sean came to me and Arlington and you, as you recall, we kept getting questions from the teachers, the principals, the administration. They were sitting in the back of the class taking copious notes, right? Because as adults, we're going through life and we don't really learn these fundamental principles. So Sean said, how do we get beyond the classroom? And he happened to attend a live podcast episode. I had never even heard of podcasts at the time, you know? And he, as you know, assembled us and said, guys, I want to launch a podcast. This is how this has been happening, guys. It's so organically. But you see when the universe just seems to align with you, when you start to just make decisions, right? And start putting it out there. And so he rounded us up. And
yes, I believe at that point,
I was still coming back and forth between Toronto and New York. And so when we decided to do this, I was in Toronto, Arlington's in California, Sean's in New York, you're in New York, and all we had was a computer and a mic, and we figured it out. And I just remember for us, it was really about focusing on really good content. That's what it was about, just making sure we were putting out the best information possible to make financial principles easily digestible and actionable, and make it fun and make it cool.
Right. And we did that. I think it's like it started off as I don't think we even realized how big it would get. And both the nonprofit Financially Clean and the podcast, the way you just described it is exactly right. Sean assembled us. We started off doing this, and now it's like it's created a whole lot of other opportunities. And I think for the listeners out there, it's cool for them to hear how this came together.
Yeah, all because someone had an idea and we acted on it, you know, and we believed in it, you know, and just to think that we really have been living that dream where you can work with the people that you love, doing what you love, because I always knew I was supposed to be using my voice. I just didn't know what capacity, right? So for the people that we love. So for people that we love, doing what we love with the people that we love. We were actually living that, you know, well, we are.
Mm. With all of these experiences, it all makes sense now as you're in your life coach stage of your life. But when did you start to think about life coaching? I mean, a lot of this, it fits as in retrospect, but when you're on your journey, when did you start to even think about life coaching?
Well, that's actually a really great question, because again, if I hadn't said yes to Financially Clean, to then say yes to the podcast, I don't know if I would be here or not. I'm not sure. But it was actually the podcast. It was an episode that we did, Maximizing the Minimum. You know if you remember that one, mm-hmm. where Sean's yoga teacher, we had her on the show. She had actually paid off over $30,000 in debt from listening to our show.
Incredible story.
Right, Maddie Matt? This is what it's all about, right? And in that conversation, she was really explaining how much richer her life was, her friendships were, how by paring down her life, you know, really getting down to the essential, she called herself an essentialist, whether it's her things, her business, that everything actually was increasing as she was clearing out and getting down to the essentials of what mattered to her, right? And in that conversation, she talked about listening to the still small voice. And I knew I had a small voice that was gnawing at me, that was still gnawing at me. I still felt there was more I was supposed to do. And I wouldn't say I was ignoring it, but I didn't know what to do next. But it was in that conversation that she really inspired me to listen to it, you know, because you want to be doing the things that really make you happy, that light your fire, you know?
Absolutely.
So as much as I believed in the mission of what we were doing with Clean and with the podcast, Two Black Guys, I still knew there was more I was supposed to do. And I believed it was around women and empowering women. And so I think it was the next day, if not maybe a couple of days later, a friend of mine posts on social media that she's looking for new registrants for their life coaching program. Now, I met her because at the time, so he was my boyfriend at the time. When I met him, he had a coach. And so he would actually allow me to be a part of his conversations. And I'm like, ooh, this is really cool, you know? And so I called her up and she told me what the program entailed. And I said, wow, I said, this would really facilitate the things that I want to do around workshops and events to really empower women. And she said, Dion, you could wait, start the following year in February, or you could start now, which was the fall of 2018, and do it in DC. And I said, wow, okay. So I was still doing my consulting job. I'm still building out a nonprofit. I'm still building out a podcast. But I said, I want to
be and still being a mom.
And all the other things, right? And but I said, I want to know who I am by next February. You know what I mean? So I again took the leap of faith, was traveling to DC once a month, immersing myself in a weekend program for 12 months. And it was a phenomenal experience. And I realized it's absolutely what I want to do. So that's how Live Your Best Life for You was born.
Wow. Now, okay. So while you're taking the course or after you're taking the course, talk about that process of, you know, there's the learning and getting credentialed or getting yourself together to do the job. But once you've done that and you decide to actually jump in and start doing the job, talk about the pivot, talk about the transition from learning how to do it to actually, I'm in the game, I'm about to start life coaching, and now I actually do this. This is my new path.
Man, if I tell you, 2020 was good to me. I know you haven't heard that too often, but it was the pivotal moment for me. It was a year where I truly decided to just launch into what I believe I am being called to do, around the work I do of co-creating lives of limitless possibility for women who are already juggling a lot. They're leaders in their community. They're entrepreneurs. They're bosses. They are, you know, leaders in their churches. They're mothers. They are wives. And they still want more. Does that sound familiar?
Absolutely. Right?
But somehow they're getting lost in the sauce and they just need someone to just to be there to support them, to really stand for them, to co-create the lives that they absolutely deserve. So yes, that was the moment. You know, I remember it was March 17th. I sat down with my journal and I said, okay, God, what is the meaning of this moment? You know, sometimes you just have to get really still and put pen to paper. And what came up for me was pivotal. And from that moment, I just literally wrote out my whole plan of how I was going to really build out this lifestyle brand, Live Your Best Life for You.
So Dion, just a quick question, as I'm following along on this journey, and as you're about to jump in from taking all the life coaching courses and getting yourself prepared, and then now you're jumping into it, you're starting to do your thing. We're in a pandemic. We have all these things going on. What were some of the structures and support tools that allowed you to make that leap of faith and into doing your own thing?
Sure. So you said faith. That was a muscle I really built over the pandemic. And I'm so thankful to a friend of mine who actually invited me to be a part of a 6 a.m. prayer call. At the time when I joined, it was 5 days a week. Yes. So talk about obedience. But you know, God's watching, right? So he's seeing me give the first fruits of my day to him. And so being in community, which is so important, the fact that we were on lockdown and being isolated, this was a way consistently every day to start my day in community, which is so powerful, right? I also was gifted a journal called it's a gratitude journal. It's called the 5-Minute Journal. And that also really changed my life. Again, going back to the consistency of it, right? And it's actually very well structured. And you heard it's five minutes. So it's for your busy life. You get it in the morning with basically sharing what you're grateful for. You actually then write out what your affirmations are for that day. You set your intentions for the day. So you see how it keeps you forward thinking as much as the world wanted you to focus on the news or focus on what the circumstances are in your current life. This journal kept me really focused on the future and what I want to create, right? And then at the end of the day, right? So you start your day with gratitude and affirmations. And at the end of the day, you know how you wrap it up? By scanning your day to look for the good. What three amazing things happened today? And I always come up with more than three, you know? So just think about how that's keeping your mindset juiced up, looking for opportunity, looking for goodness, you know? So yeah, those were really, really transformational for me, in addition to really, you know, keeping my body moving too, you know?
Were you afraid at all?
I wasn't. I was really excited. You know, to have this opportunity, I had all this time, just really focus on what I believe is my purpose, right? So I remember I did take a week to just rest. And even on that week, you know, someone just decided to check in on me because they're like, wow, dude, we haven't seen you on social media. We miss your positivity, your presence. And I said, if I was all busy and in motion at that time, I may even have missed that opportunity. Because the young lady who reached out, she said, so how are you? Just want to check in. I said, well, you know what? Actually, right now I'm working on my purpose. I'm launching my coaching business. And she's like, wow. She said, you know what? I actually lost my job. I'm still trying to figure out what my purpose is. I said, wow. So, you know, that's what I do. And I love what gifts she brings to the table, you know, because she is production, she's execution, she's timeline, she's structure. I tend to be more the visionary, you know, the creative, you know? So I said, would you be interested? You know, you offer your gifts, right, to what I'm doing to build, and then I'm happy to coach you towards your purpose. So that's how I ended up having a team, which was new for me, you know? And then, yeah, my coaching business started flourishing. By August, she said, "Dion, let's do an event. We're going to call it The Reset." Well, I said, wait a second, who better to talk about The Reset? I've had about three chapters already. It was a well-attended event at the end of August. I said, okay, now let's keep going. And I decided to finally, you know, bring something to fruition that I had been visualizing and dreaming about 3 years. So for those who don't know, I'm a vision board gal. And so I'd been looking at this image for about 3 years of basically this title and this scene of this woman on set, right? On her show. And it was, what gives you life, right? And I said, now is the time. When would be a better time to do this? So by September now, I'm launching a show.
Well, before you go into the launch, sure. Let me just give a little backstory perspective from the other side of the coin, because Dion, as we all know, the lady with the facts, was such an instrumental member of the Two Black Guys with Good Credit show. So from our family, and like you said, it's a tight team, me, you, and Sean brought it all together, and Arlington had stepped away, I think, even a little before you did. But when you stepped away from the show to follow your heart, follow what God was directing you to do and your calling, on the big picture, because, you know, you're our sister, I was excited for you. And it was cool to just watch you kind of take the reins and do your thing. Now, just in terms of the show, it definitely was difficult to, like, you know, because we had had you as a key member of the team, you know, co-hosting and just your voice. So we had to, on our side, kind of recalibrate, but we were all still, you know, like I'm watching you basically, like I said, take the reins. So that made it easy in terms of the function of the show. Like, you know, there was a bit of a, oh, wow, this is different. Mm-hmm. We have to figure out how we're going to do the show moving forward with different changes. And, you know, that happens, change happens. But the bigger picture was we were proud to watch you basically take your life under your own control and really decide what you wanted to do. So it was interesting from our perspective to watch this as you were describing it. Like, I was watching it, so it's just really interesting to hear you break it down. So take us to September, or when the show and the name of the show again, it's Live Your Best Life For You, correct?
So the channel, so the YouTube channel is called Live Your Best Life For You, but the actual show is called What Gives You Life. Yes. Yeah, so really looking at how people have been able to marry their passion and their purpose. And it's just amazing. By the time I get to that question, the answers that I get, because you're really getting to the core, the essence of who these people are and so what they want to create into the world.
Describe, you know? This. So you interview people who do different things, different walks of life, different. And that's the crux of this journey you go down with your interviews, is people are talking about what gives them life. Is that correct? Is that
what? That's correct. Yeah. So I've interviewed a celebrity chef, to a celebrity hairstylist, to a HIV positive activist and entrepreneur. So the stories are so varied. But when you get to that soul excavating question, you know, it's always, by the time you've peeled all the layers back and asked that question, it's amazing the responses that you get, you know? And when I was inspired to create the show, you know, the concept was like, you know, for example, we know Denzel, for example, you know, I'm going to put it in the universe that one day he will be a guest, but we know what he's known for. We know he's an actor, right? But what if in my interview, by the time I ask him that question, we find out that actually what really gives him life is gardening, you know, or, you know, so there's what we do, but then what actually gives you life? And it could be one and the same. Don't get me wrong. It can't be. But that was really the premise behind the show.
Well, but I need to know from you, what gives you life, Dion?
Oh, so if anybody watches the show, that's definitely one of the things. Using my voice, being able to connect with others on such a deep level, gives me life, where I know I'm inspiring others and able to motivate others, free people that might be feeling trapped in something that's, and I can, again, relate, you know? that feel like they're just, they're lost in the sauce. You know what I mean? So if I can help free someone, I have a 16-year-old son who has overcome a heart condition and so many other things, and to watch him, you know, grow and evolve, you know, your godson.
My godson. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He gives me life. Nature breathes life back into me. So those are just a few examples, none too big or too small, of what can actually replenish you so that you can just give so much more to this world.
So you have a lot going on, Dion. So you have your life coaching, you have what gives you life, your YouTube show. And now you're also embarking upon your own podcast. What's that? Like, why don't you explain out to our listeners? Because they can also, so they can get you on all the, wherever they want, whatever they want. Yeah, but we're giving them the menu of what you can, you know.
My gosh. Yes. I was so excited when you guys came back to me and said, D, we wanna expand the Two Black Guys family of content. And we'd love to bring you back your own show. You know, for me, that meant so much to be able to come back and reconnect with an audience that, you know, really, as you said, has become a family to us, and bring them a little bit more of Dion Nichols, the life coach, who I'm hoping, because as we've always talked about, you know, finance and mindset go hand in hand, you know. So if I can bring support through coaching, motivation, through conversations to inspire and guide others. That's what I'm looking to accomplish through my podcast.
You know, it's interesting how you frame that, because as I was listening to your journey and you were telling the story, I did see like the connection between all these things, that financially clean curriculum and message and the tenets of what you're trying to teach, and the Two Black Guys with good credit, our mission, what we were teaching with financial literacy. You talked about your spiritual, listening to that voice inside of you, and even before that, your fashion and all the things that you've done. It's kind of, I see how it all fits together. And I guess for our listeners and for all of us, we can all take from all of these lessons and incorporate, because we're all living on multiple levels. We have to get our financial house in order, our personal, our spiritual. So you're definitely an example of that.
Yes, nothing's wasted. God wastes nothing. That's the bottom line. Nothing is wasted. It's all preparation.
Were these things natural? I'm asking this because I know you to be a very positive, optimistic person. Not that you know, we've all had our days or parts of life where there's storms, but in general, your demeanor has always been pretty positive. So like for you, I'm just wondering, for the people who maybe aren't so naturally optimistic, like do you come across people like that in your life coaching journey, or you know, how much does personality and those type and your outlook play into being able to have this, you know, this viewpoint of yours?
Sure. Well, I love how you opened with that question, because yes, there are inherently, I believe, people that are just seem to be happier generally than others. But then you can get here. Anybody can get here by what you said. It doesn't just happen. It's actually doing the work. It's getting the support that you need, whether that's physically by getting a coach, a mentor, therapy, getting into some kind of group support, you know, situation. The 5-minute journal. You can actually go and buy that on my website right now. You know, actually,
what's that website? Might as well plug it. Okay, what's that website? Yeah,
sure. It's liveyourbestlifeforyou.com on the front page, you know? So this is not just willy nilly, you know, that I can maintain or sustain, especially when you're going to play a bigger game, you need bigger support, right? Because when the fear kicks in, you've got to have those things that contain you. Right. So that's why I keep up the things that I'm doing, so I know where I can pull from in those times where I'm confronted or challenged. So, yes, anybody can get here. Some get here faster than others. Some you've got to, you know, get through a lot more resistance. But if they're willing, and that's all it takes, a willingness that you're coachable, you can get here.
Well, we can't give people all the game right now today. But what we can do is every other Sunday, we're going to have Dion, formerly the lady with the facts. Now it's the lady with the coaching. Dion, the life coach.
You're so witty.
She's going to have her show called Live Your Best Life for You. That's partnered with the two black guys with Good Credit Family. And it's going to be airing every other Sunday, correct?
That's right. So Sunday conversations with Dion and Live Your Best Life for You.
Yeah, awesome.
I love it.
So Two Black Guys Family, make sure you look out for that. Support this. Tell a friend. Get your life coaching. Get your energy right. You know, this is something we all need to be doing. This pandemic is definitely stressful. And I know there's a lot of people who are maybe struggling even now more than ever. And just life can be stressful. So I definitely see the value in what you're doing, Dee. And I'm proud of the transition you're making. And I think a lot of people will get a lot out of this.
Thank you so much, Maddie Matt. I am hugging you through this mic. It means so, so much to me to be back. It really does.
All right. Well, you guys have your marching orders. Tune in every other Sunday to...
It'll be Sunday Conversations with Dion Nichols on Live Your Best Life for You.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick sponsor break and we'll be right back with a final word from the lady with the facts. So keep it locked on Two Black Guys Good Credit.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
All right, welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Today, we've been introducing you to the lady with the facts, formerly, to Dion and her new endeavor, her new show that's going to be a part of the Two Black Guys with Good Credit family of shows. Dion, tell them how they can stay abreast of what's going on, how they can get a hold of you, your social, any info you want to give the people.
Awesome. So yeah, you can actually find me on social media platforms at Dion Nichols. So that's DionNichols. You can also go to my YouTube channel, which is called Live Your Best Life for You, and check out my first season of What Gives You Life. And you could always go to my website to keep up, you know, keep abreast of all the things that I have going on, from events and workshops and all kinds of resources that I make available at liveyourbestlifeforyou.com, all letters.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Dion. We appreciate the update. We're excited about the new show, and everybody support it. And that's it for today. I'm Matt Smith.
All right.
And I'm signing off, and we will see you next time.
See you next time. Bye. Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.